Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. We're glad you could join us today. This is Tom from the Sky Family. Before we start our lesson today, I want to encourage anyone who would like to schedule a Sky Family concert at your church or at your community gathering or your outdoor event, please give us a call at 508-887-1051. That number again is 508-887-1051. 1051. Or if you would like to schedule revival meetings, we are glad to be a part of what you're doing. We travel extensively. It doesn't matter where you live. We'll probably be able to work you into the schedule. So give us a call or go to our website. Just Google the Sky Family, and the email address tourmanager@theskies.org will be on there. You can contact us by email. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you. We're going to continue our study of the book of Matthew today. We are very big on the Gospels, and the slogan of our school is the power of the Gospel. The Gospels are the most powerful books in the world. They have the ability to radically change our lives and to change our eternal destination. So it's very good for us and very useful for us to examine the words of Jesus. These are the ones that are going to matter when we each stand before Him. So let's go over to Matthew chapter 18 today. We're going to read verses 3 and 4, which say, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." This is one of the most powerful and far-reaching words that Jesus spoke to us, and it is also one of the most overlooked. And there is a great danger in this. There's a great danger in overlooking these words, and the danger is this. He says, unless you become like children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And in Luke's gospel, it says, unless we become like little children, we can't even see the kingdom of heaven. And so we are going to examine this today. And in it, we are going to find some of the most challenging concepts that we have ever heard. So be prepared. Now, first, we must examine what part of childlikeness Jesus is referring to. Because there are many parts of becoming like a little child that are definitely not part of the kingdom of God. Children have tantrums if their will is crossed. They throw fits. They scream when they don't get what they want, and they are extremely selfish. These are things that we must outgrow if we will enter God's kingdom. We cannot enter the kingdom of God if we still possess these qualities. And if you stop to examine a little child for a moment, you will be shocked at how much they act just like we do. Take a look at yourself next time God crosses your will or withholds something from you or asks you to do something contrary to your own desire, something you don't want to do. You'll be surprised how childishly you respond. Normally, we throw a fit. We get mad at God. We hold a grudge against Him. It's actually amazing how little we actually grow up. We're basically all little kids whose bodies have simply gotten bigger. And so here we have retained childishness, which God requires us to grow out of, but we have lost childlikeness that God requires of us even to see Him. So the childlikeness which God would have of us consists mainly of two things. The first is that very young children are innocent. Their world is a delight of interesting things. A summer morning to a little child is in many ways a clear picture of heaven itself. The sights, the sounds, the birds, the delicious smells in the air capture the heart of a small child. Some of you can remember back to when your world was that way. This delight in the world around us and in the beauty of nature is almost lost today. Almost no kids and no adults delight in the beauty of creation anymore. They've lost their innocence, and with it goes all enjoyment of God's wonderful, lawful pleasures. Remember, the Word of God says that the eye is not seen, the ear is not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him. And so we know that the kingdom of God is a place full of great beauty and a great excitement and even adventure. We know that heaven is no dull place like the pictures that we might have seen of heaven. Who would ever want to go to a place that's just got angels with heads and no bodies playing harps? I mean, who would want to go to a place like that? But heaven is not like that. The beauty that we see around us in the world is just a dim reflection of the beauty of the kingdom of God. It is a place full of lawful pleasures and great delights. Now, when young people come to our Bible school on Prince Edward Island, they are actually entering one of the most awe-inspiring places on earth. And I want you to take a minute to Google Prince Edward Island Bible Institute and just take a look at the area that we're in and the Bible school here, and you'll see it is truly one of the most dazzling places imaginable. But when our students get here, many of them cannot even see the beauty around them. They can't see the emerald green hillsides. They can't see the dazzling wildflowers that are dotting the fields. They can't even see it. They live in their own dark, depressed world, and they can't even see the glory that is around them. This is a result of sin. Sin causes us to lose our innocence. The penalty of sin is that all the delight of the world dries up in us, and then it becomes invisible to us. So sin causes us to lose our innocence, and losing our innocence causes us to lose the enjoyment of all of the lawful pleasures that God has created for us. God did not create us to live in darkness and gloom. He created a million delights for us, and that's where He would have us live. Children are losing their innocence almost from birth today because of the flood of filth that bombards them, even within their home where they should be safe. So much of the assault on their little souls comes right in through their media, through their TV, right into their house. So this is part of the far-reaching words of Jesus. He is saying that the beauty of heaven can't even be seen until we deal with the sin that is in our lives. The kingdom of heaven consists of every lawful pleasure and every true delight, but these delights cannot be enjoyed at all while we are pursuing sin. So sin is the issue. And we sin on levels that we don't even know about, because sin is the one taboo subject within the church today. You can talk all about the promises of God. You can talk all about the good things God wants for you. You can indulge in being pumped up to think very highly of yourself. But mention sin and the church goes silent. No one wants to talk about sin because we all sin and we want to hold on to our sin. We don't want anyone to point out our lifestyle that it contains all these different sinful things. We don't want to lose that. We don't want to talk about worldliness and compromise because we love pursuing all the pleasures of the world. We don't want to talk about all the things that we're into on the internet. This is our main form of excitement. We don't want to talk about the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life. The pursuit of these things makes up most of our waking moments. And because of this, we don't deal with the sins of our heart. And the result is that we become big losers. We become big losers because we can no longer enter the joys of the kingdom of God or even see them. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to try an experiment this week. I want you to come clean before God. I want you to take Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount seriously and put them into practice. By that I mean, I want you to confess your sin to God and repent every time you have a sinful thought, a lustful thought, an angry thought. Repent every time you have a lustful thought. And that's what Jesus said. He said, what we think is the same as what we do. If we look at someone with lust, we have already committed adultery with them in our heart. And those are pretty strong words, aren't they? Well, I didn't say them. I just read them. They're in the book. So let us, instead of hiding ourselves from these things, you see, this is why the Gospels are so unpopular. They really expose our heart condition. But if we are of those who don't want to shrink back, if we are of those who want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, if we are those who want to wash their robes and be ready to meet Jesus, then we want to allow the Word of God to pierce our heart so that we might do exactly what it says. So let's try this. Instead of glossing over all the lustful or angry thoughts, Let's try confessing them to Jesus and asking God to forgive us. Let's deal with these things as though they really are an offense to God and needed to be treated seriously. And as we begin to examine our thoughts during the course of a normal day, we'll probably have to spend most of our day repenting. And so I ask you to do this for a week, taking every thought captive, that is, catching ourselves instead of indulging in lustful fantasy. Okay? That's when you're on the internet, some lustful image comes up, you kind of get lost in it. This is lustful fantasy. It is sin. It is plain contrary to the word of God, who would have us to be pure in our heart. And these images are everywhere we look, every place we turn, we are bombarded with these lustful images, and we get caught up in them. And these are the things that we need to confess to the Lord. We need to confess it as a sin and ask God to cleanse it from us. That glorious verse in 1 John 1:9 is our anchor. That is, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is our hope. If you want to be free from sin, repentance is the key. God will forgive, and if you're serious, He will begin to clean the sinful thoughts out of your head. This is the only way to get victory, and the person who does this will be on the road to real revival. This is a person who is becoming the fit companion for Jesus, the bride of Christ. This is the one who is being cleansed from every spot and wrinkle. Those who are capturing the thoughts of their head that are running rampant and into sin and saying, Lord Jesus, I am sorry. Forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. This is a person who is on the path of life. This is the one who is entering the straight and narrow way. And I challenge you just to do this for a week. And after 1 week, I want you to take a look at what God is doing in you. Because the result of dealing with sin, instead of glossing over it, is that the life of God begins to course back in your veins. A joy, a life that you may not have felt in many, many years, or maybe never felt. And it may be only a tiny glimpse at first, but it will grow. And the more you deal with your sinful thoughts, the more the joy of the Lord will begin to bubble up in you. Once you taste and see that the Lord is good and decide to continue pursuing Him, there are certain inevitable consequences. And the consequences are these. The world, your world, will start to get beautiful again. You'll start to become childlike. You'll begin to become innocent in the thoughts of your heart. And the world will become beautiful again the way God designed it for you. The beauty and the magic of the world didn't go anywhere. It's you that went somewhere. You plunged into the world of sin and seeking after the things of this world. And the beauty became dim to you. So I want to challenge you to test these words. Test these words and see what God will do for you. See what happens when you obey the words of Jesus saying that we are to become like little children. And see what the fruit is and the reward of obedience to Jesus. We can't just be hearers of the word. We have to be doers of the word. And for many of us, we don't even hear the word because this clear gospel message is not spoken of in many places. But you have heard it. And now with excitement, you can begin to put into practice what you have just heard, and the results will astonish you. After you do this for a week and you begin to experience some of these things, I want you to email me and tell me about it. I want you to tell me what happened. I want you to tell me what you did and then what God did for you. And I want to post your comments so that they'll be an encouragement to others. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, please make us clean in the thoughts of our heart. Please restore the innocence of childhood and make us childlike again, that we might see the beauties that you have designed and created for each one of us. Lord, help us to become fragrant to you by guarding the thoughts of our hearts, by confessing these things, that you might cleanse us from within, that our thoughts might be on the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Thank you so much for your good word. May you help us to implement it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can email me your comments at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't remember that, just Google Sky Family and my email address will be on there, tourmanager@theskies.org. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.
alone, sometimes forgotten, forsaken by those we love, shattered.